Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, it's that time again. Nick Redfern has yet another book out. And this one I'm particularly interested in for reasons I'll specify in a moment. And I know Tim Swartz, our co-host, will be just as interested. That is the title being How Anti-Gravity Built the Pyramids, the Mysterious Technology of Ancient Superstructures. Nick, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Gene. How's it going?
We're doing well. Doing well.
Good.
Now, I was mentioning to you before we started in our pre-show discussion something about a television show you're not super familiar with called Stargate Atlantis, where the legendary city of Atlantis is on another planet in another star system. And then talk about the ancient races that inhabited that city. And then we look at a book from Nick, How Anti-Gravity Built the Pyramids. And the big question I have just to get started, and we've got a lot of places to go here, and that is, why are people so interested in the possibility that we had either ancient astronauts or some form of advanced technology in ancient times?
Well, it's a good question, but I mean, I'm not sure if that many people are interested. I think, you know, there's the number of people that are interested in sort of like ancient mysteries, probably kind of the same sort of amount as are interested in Roswell or Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster. Well, I mean, I can say from my figures for sales, I mean, I can tell you that most companies, you know, that sell these kind of books, including mine, there isn't really a gigantic market. So actually, it's quite a small one, apart from things like ancient aliens.
Well, ancient aliens would certainly be related to what you're writing about here, because obviously that's one possible theory.
It's funny you should say that, because the part of the book which is titled A Case for Extraterrestrials in the Past, I mean, that only runs to 8 or 9 pages, and I put down the rest to probably an ancient human civilization.
So therefore there was an Atlantis, maybe?
Well, I think, you know, when people say or use the word, you know, Atlantis, I think what it comes down to is that Atlantis possibly it could be kind of like a generic phrase, if you like. What a lot of it comes down to, that maybe that there were, you know, multiple ancient civilizations over the planet thousands of years ago. You know, I mean, you have all these different names and exotic places that supposedly were around all those thousands or those millennia ago or whatever, you know. But in saying that, that doesn't mean there was not these ancient civilizations. I honestly think that situation did happen. But, you know, if you think about it, it's kind of like, you know, the final stages of Planet of the Apes, you know, with Charlton Heston. You know, you've got this civilization which got destroyed, and then, you know, the apes take over, and there's these vague talks about, you know, the you know, keeping away from this ancient civilization, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, there could be. Maybe there was something called Atlantis, but I would be surprised if that was what it was called, really. What I do think is there probably were a lot of ancient civilizations who had acquired certain technologies, and maybe down the over the years, you know, They've taken on like a mythological kind of angle simply because of the time of age, you know.
But what, pray tell, could have happened to them?
Well, they could have. I've done something that we might be doing round the corner with all these, you know, these crazy people now who think they can actually win a war with a nuclear weapon, which is ridiculous. You know, I never thought I would actually see in my life that government agencies are on all sides, you know, talking about nukes and things like that in that sense, and particularly some particularly crazy, insane leaders. You know, when you've got people like that who think they can get away, all they're going to do is flatten the planet in like 30 minutes or something. So, you know, when you ask that question to me, I mean, I could see something mirroring that situation. After a nuclear war in our world, there'd probably be a lot more visible material to be seen, you know, for the next 50, 200 years. There'd be all this ruin and rubble everywhere and, you know, what was left. But way back then, I think these civilizations were, from what you can read from it, at least, is that, you know, they're in sort of isolated areas, islands, that kind of thing. What, you know, something like Atlantis. But, I mean, in our world, though, you know, it's a worldwide planet, you know. So we would see it more visibly, but it wouldn't help us, you know, all radiated and whatever. So,
if they had advanced technology thousands of years ago, wouldn't the different countries or cities communicate with one another or would have a method? I can't think we'd be the only ones smart enough to have radio.
Well, yeah, I mean, I mean the big question, of course, yeah, you're right, is, you know, where would you find, you know, this kind of technology? Well, some of the technology I talk about in the book to try and achieve anti-gravity is actually, I demonstrated in the book as being very kind of simple in many ways. You know, I actually talk about, because I talk about the, something called what we call, well, basically, anti-gravity, anything along those lines, you know. And the more you look into this, what you find is that at least some of this technology is achieved, or was achieved, I should say, not by gigantic machines, but actually by the form of sound. And that might say strange, but there's been a lot of research in the last 10, 15 years of scientists and researching to see if it's possible to move things via sound. And some, there has been some success in this field. And so in many respects, I think this is the reason why we don't find all this amazing technology, you know, like the equivalent of a 747 under the pyramids. That's the reason why, because the technology needed isn't actually that sort of directly sensational. You know, it's just something that can be achieved, and in a very simple way, if you start looking into it. The more that I've looked into this, is the phenomenon itself to move and raise those gigantic stones. The technology, as far as I can tell at least, is not that big, not that massive, not that incredible. And that's why we don't actually see much of the leftover technology, because there really wasn't that much to start with. And this revolves around what's called acoustic levitation.
I can think about that. Just saying something and something levitates, is that it? By the way, Nick, we'll stick with us for this week's After the Powercast podcast. That's available strictly for subscribers to the Powercast Plus. Go to thepowercast.plus for more info. We'll learn more about acoustic levitation and more with Nick and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Acoustic levitation. Now, you were saying here that the ancients, whoever they might be, developed this technology, but we haven't quite perfected it yet. So in that sense, they were ahead of us.
Yeah, they were ahead of us. But I think when people talk about, you know, raising multi-tons of rock and stone, like 40, 50 feet in the air, I think they're in their mind, and this is totally understandable, you can see why people would believe or conclude that they were using technology of massive machines, you know, the size of like a 747 or whatever. But imagine that if it wasn't, what if all you have to do is use a form of sound and direct it? To give you a little example, a quote from two other people who looked into this, Marie Jones and Larry Flaxman, and this really puts this into how she says it, Marie, and I'll tell you what it says. The acoustic levitation is, and quote, two opposing sound frequencies with interfering sound waves, thus creating a resonant zone that allows the levitation to occur. Now, although we haven't been able to do anything the size of, you know, moving the Sphinx or anything like that, obviously, you know, that will be all around the world. But scientists now have been able to successfully basically put the acoustic levitation phenomenon in place, and using the words, just like Marie said, it basically, the sound, you can rise something kind of akin to when you have like a magnet pushing against another magnet, but you could also hold something like a small stone within between the two. When you think about it, it's actually quite simple, but that is what acoustic levitation is. And as I point out in the book, even the military is starting to look into this now and to see if they can find ways to raise massive objects, you know, that in the way that maybe that was done way back, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago. But again, you know, if it is real, and I think it is, for me at least, I think that's the most plausible. I can't say this is the answer, but I think it's the most plausible answer.
I seem to remember that somebody, his name escapes me right now, wrote of a similar technique that they observed in Tibet in the, I think it was the early 19th century, where they witnessed, it was a group that used, I think it was like a combination of horns and people singing to levitate giant stones.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's totally right. There's no doubt that there are stories going back to sort of the 1800s and people talking about seeing in Tibet and people having the ability to essentially sort of raise small things into the sky. The stories in Tibet, a lot of them are actually talking about small stones and rocks and levitating them perhaps 30, 40 feet in the air, and also people sort of be able to guide themselves a little bit sort of slowly and carefully to about 20 feet and then down again. But yeah, Tibet, next to sort of the Middle East, you know, and South America, the main places where you can hear these stories coming out of Tibet, they're coming out of Tibet. And so for that reason, you know, I think that somewhere, again, someone at some point in our past had data as to how achieve this. And again, the reason why we haven't, you know, we've all gone looking, or a lot of people have gone looking for this and that, and the reason they can't find it, because the technology is so simple. You know, it's just sound, directed sound. And I think that kind of ties in, as I see it, you know, like the walls of Jericho. I don't believe, you know, trumpets were really, literally brought down, you know. That's crazy. But if you think about it, a trumpet gives off sound. And I think something like that over the centuries, you know, the stories and the tale, you know, were altered and changed, you know, just because of the passage of time. But again, you know, there's a lot of stories like this where you can find ancient stories of stone being moved by noise. And you put that together, and then I think that brings it, if you like, more and more plausible.
One of the things that bothers me about figuring out what happened a couple of thousand years ago is the fact that we can't agree what happened 10 minutes ago. If you listen to the news, we can't agree what happened 10 minutes ago. Even things that should be fairly simple and basic. How can we figure out what happened a couple of thousand years ago? And that story has been spun so many ways, this way and that way. We'll never know the truth, or is there a way to find the truth?
No, we may well not, you're right, because like I said, if there is no technology, or if there isn't a great deal of technology, because we're just using sound, then that will make it very, very difficult for us to find anything. You know, we're not talking about, you know, like some lumbering machine along the beach, you know, of one piece of world or another part of the world, you know. We won't be able to do that because there was nothing there to start with like that. And that's one of the things I point out in the book. You know, it's like you can't just go up and look up and dig down for this ancient technology because in many respects it wasn't technology.
Well, the thing that you also mentioned is individuals having the ability to levitate stones. And I wonder here if there could be a collective ability. So if 1,000 people with this ability can all work on the same stone. So maybe I can't do it. I have no abilities for any reason, as most people know. But maybe one person can't do it, but the collective power of 1,000 could. Is that a possibility?
Well, yes, it is. Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, if you look at it, you know, from the, for me at least, the angles that people have put forward, you know, to try and figure out how this could be done. I mean, some of them are just, for me at least, it's impossible to sort of, you know, really kind of deal with this in a normal fashion. I mean, I'll give you an example.
Let's have that example in our next segment. The book is How Anti-Gravity Built the Pyramids. With Nick Redfern, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A train crossed from North Korea into Russia on Friday, 2 days after the United States said it had information indicating Pyongyang is covertly supplying Russia with artillery shells for its war in Ukraine. according to a Washington think tank. China will persevere with its dynamic clearing approach to COVID-19 cases as soon as they emerge, health officials said on Saturday, adding that measures must be implemented more precisely and meet the needs of vulnerable people.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I am sounding very dramatic here. Nick Redfern, please, please give us that example you referred to in our previous segment.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, let me give you just one. I mean, this is a perfect one. Out in the Bekaa Valley in the Middle East at Baalbek. Now, some of the stones at Baalbek are just regular, normal stones that have been clearly moved around here and there. No doubt about that, because there are buildings created in that area. But, I mean, one of the stones, or I should say the heaviest one there, weighs in at 1,650 tons. Now, we know that those stones were moved in the desert. Now, I don't really understand or know or figure out how you can move a stone that weighs in at 1,650 tons. And the other three that are of a similar shape, when you look at them, in fact, you can see some pictures, old pictures, where you can see what looks like a little ant sitting on one of the stones, and it's actually a human. we've got those in the book. These pictures of these gigantic stones, I think it's page, or at least in my book, page 34. The pages might have changed in now between when the book was before going to printing and after. But anyway, when you're talking about one stone that weighs more than 1,650 tons, and you've got to move it on sand, I cannot find a normal, straightforward way to solve that at all.
Yeah, if you would go and ask, you know, an Egyptologist, you know, how these stones were moved, You know, they'll come out, there was wooden rollers, and, they'd get the sand, wet with oil, and everybody would push and push. But if you would ask a modern engineer, they would say, I have no idea. We don't have the technology now to do that.
No, we don't. We don't, no. What's the average car weigh? About 1 ton? Something like that, is it?
A compact car is close to 3,000 pounds. A mid-sized car could be up to 3,600 pounds. Well, these electric cars, even though they might be small, because of the weight of the battery, they could be 2 tons or more.
Hmm. Yeah, well, you've kind of add that together. We figure out, all those cars, what they weigh, and wait till you get to the figure of 1,650 tons, 1,650 tons. Imagine the sheer number of cars would have to be put together, just to see them all, when you sort of weigh it, no different, just to weigh it, and see what it would look like, how many cars would you have to use, and those, you can't even move them. I mean, it would help if there was wheels and things like that, but we know that they were moved, but we don't know how they were moved. So the Baalbek stones really are very much sort of like a mystery. Not the fact that they're there, it's just that how they were moved. I mean, somebody said to me, if you put rollers under there, well, that's ridiculous. I mean, but people just say things like that. But if you think about it, well, first they've got to, build all the rollers. Where are we going to get them from? Where are we going to carry them to? And then how have we got to get the rollers under the stone itself, 15 feet down, 20 feet down, who knows? And then you've got to try and start rolling them. It's just crazy.
Big question I have then is, what is mainstream science saying about all this? Obviously, they want to say that there were practical explanations based on the existing civilizations of that time.
Well, today's science is sort of embracing acoustic levitation. I've got a lot of data in the book about how acoustic levitation can work. The problem is that the average scientist doesn't take much about it, but simply because the ability that we have to do this, really, and I'm not exaggerating here, we can just about pick up a coin just like a nickel. That's about what we can raise into the air by using acoustic levitation. And, of course, that's all we can do. Nobody really is interested because it's not interesting at that size, at least. But when it gets to the point where, you've got something like the size of one of the Baalbek stones and it's floating 5 feet off the ground, everybody would listen to that. So, it's like the bigger the better, and we'll listen, That's what it comes down to, really.
Well, and probably the modern techniques of acoustic levitation, if they weren't in sealed containers, would break your eardrums. But it seems like the modern way is kind of just trying to force the issue, when if there was a technique back in ancient times, I don't know, it's kinder, gentler.
What was your question?
the comparison with how they're attempting to do acoustic levitation now, with, obviously the way that it was done in the past. Because, if you had a desert full of workers moving this stuff around, you probably couldn't have a technique that would blow everybody's eardrums out.
Well, it's not so much the sound. It's basically the direction of the sound and centralizing it, that kind of thing. But then again, that's a theory. You know, I mean, with this book, a lot of people, well, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but some people have said, you know, well, why aren't you being actual, you know, be 100% sure on what you're saying? I'm saying, and I've told people, well, the reason is because I don't have the answer, because all of these mysteries and these massive stones moved around. That was like thousands of years ago. So there's no way you can have a viable 100% sure and answer for the question. And but people don't like that. People want to be satisfied by a 100% perfect answer for this enigma or that enigma. But you cannot do that with this. If, you know, if, like I said earlier, that, you know, there really isn't much technology out there to be found because it was largely driven by sound. And then, you know, when you think about that as well, you know, you just cannot get hard facts. All you can do is put out your best scenario. And I think what I've come up with acoustic levitation is probably the best angle as to how we could do that, because we know it can be done now, but to only using stones which are extremely small. I almost said massively small, but you know what I mean. but that's basically, that's what I'm saying, that there's an enigma here that we have not broke yet. But I think that's the best one we can come up with. Unless the, you know, the Egyptians or whoever had a really novel scenario way of doing this.
More to come with Nick and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Jennifer Stein, executive producer of The Disclosure Dialogues. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we're assuming, Nick Redfern, that the Egyptians had this technology. I thought we were considering some ancient city or country or civilization that is no longer there.
Well, yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, there's a story like this that comes out of Egypt, where the people who supposedly built the pyramids, they had these metal rods, and they would bang the side of the stone, and they would raise just slightly up into the sky. Now, we're not talking about, you know, through the clouds and all that business. What we're talking about is something along the lines of just raising something, maybe a couple of feet, pushing it all along. Now, I don't know for sure that, you know, that was a legend or a true story. But that story was around centuries ago about these magical poles and hitting the stones and making them move. Now, that, in one sense, is levitation, you know. And, you know, when you look at that as well, and you put that together with, say, for example, the Baalbek stones, again, you all around the world, you can find these stories. I mean, if you look at, for example, Stonehenge, I mean, just about everybody, you know, can sort of see, look at a photograph of Stonehenge and know exactly what it is, just like with the pyramids. Now, the stones themselves, well, this is an important story when it comes to Stonehenge. Now, where Stonehenge stands is in the English county of Wiltshire. Now, what a lot of people don't know, you know, what I'll say first is that, you know, a lot of people will say, well, if you look at Stonehenge, that really isn't massively, you know, huge. And that's right. You know, I mean, the Stonehenge stones, only about sort of 20, 25 feet high. But that would still be, you know, a big feat to do, you know, because some of these stones are like 25 to 30 tons. But they're just standing there in the county of Wiltshire in England. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that the stones made to create Stonehenge, many of those stones didn't start in Wiltshire. They were actually taken from the Priscilly Mountains in Wales, which is roughly 240 miles away. And what this means is about 60% of the stones that built Stonehenge, they were all taken from the Priscilly Mountains, and they had to go through the mountains, you know, over the mountains, no roads, you know, and then they had to be hauled back to England for 240 miles. And again, to me, that's, you know, there's no easy way to say, you know, how do you get sort of 25-ton stones taken from mountains, huge mountains, not like little hills. I'm talking about mountains and over the mountains and down, and they're all the 240 miles across back to Wiltshire. I don't see how that can be done either. You know, I mean, it's one thing if you just got a few stones, but I mean, taking them on top of a mountain, you think a mountain in the United States, and you've got to carry those 25 tons for 240 miles. It's that, again, comes up with like an enigma. You know, how did they do that? And I would actually say, you know, that without the Priscilla Mountains angle of all this, I would say, well, yeah, that would be feasible without any sort of paranormal aspect or super science or whatever. But when you've got to move stones of that massive weight and size over mountains, you know, where there's no roads or anything like that, it's just rugged old mountains, that to me is just not doable.
And you're talking about a Stone Age people who, as far as we know, hadn't developed the wheel yet.
Well, they may have done, but I mean, you know, when you're talking, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, one of the things I talk about in the book is that, you know, that I don't sort of relate this to everything in a sort of like a super science paranormal type angle or whatever. What I talk about is that, you know, there are multiple different ways were probably involved. You know, one of them may have been acoustic levitation or something to a degree similar. But, you know, but they could also, and I'm sure they did, use everyday things, maybe like the wheel, you know, that kind of thing. And more, you know, types and ways of doing this, you know, the better. I don't think it has to be just be acoustic levitation. I think it can be acoustic levitation alongside the wheel as well. I mean, that would be perfect. That would be even better.
Well, I think what a lot of people don't consider with, say, like, you know, the pyramids and a lot of these ancient megastructures in South America and Stonehenge, is that they weren't built because it was hard to build them. They were built because it was easy.
Well, it depends which way you look at it. I mean, some stones, I mean, I don't know if a lot of people may not know, but within the UK, there's more than 100 stone circles in the UK. Yeah, when you had just said about, you know, making this easier to do, well, some things like Stonehenge, you know, with enough people, you know, I'm quite open to, you know, things to be moved massively, you know, with the right tools, if you like. But when we look further into it, I don't think you can do this with these bigger situations. And, you know, as we also mentioned, you know, this whole angle also of, you know, when you've got these stones, what's been spoken about being raised into the air in ancient texts and so on in Egypt, where they would knock them with these mysterious poles. you know, it does make me think, which I do sometimes. That kind of thing, when you can go back into the past, you know, with these stories of these metal rods making the stones rise, you know, or you've got something like, you know, trumpets being used to bring down walls when obviously, you know, they wouldn't be able to do that. That's just a literal legend, but it equates with sound. So I think if you put the pieces together, you can make a case. The problem is that over the centuries or the decades, you know, people have sort of looked at all this in a very staggered way, where you've got, you know, people all around the world looking at this and looking at that, and it's not all being put together. And I think that's what we need. I mean, another example, like Easter Island, you know, I mean, the island itself, I mean, Easter Island, I mean, that's isolated, you know, it's situated out in the South Pacific Ocean, more than 2,000 miles from Chile, and about 2,000 miles from Tahiti. And, you know, for its sound, it amounts to slightly more than 60 square miles, and that's it. And yet somehow they managed to get all these gigantic stones and even went to the effort of doing it, you know. But again, you've got that all of the stones at Easter Island are multi-tonned ones, and because if you actually look at the stones themselves, they don't just stand there on the grass. They're not sort of just stood there, you know, with something holding them up. They actually go down a long way into the ground to keep them in place.
You know what? Yeah. We keep in place this show. And we've got lots more to talk about when it comes to Nick Redfern's book, How Anti-Gravity Built the Pyramids, The Mysterious Technology of Ancient Superstructures. With Nick and Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.